Praise the Lord, everybody. Ooh, this is the day that the Lord has made. Are y'all glad to be rejoicing in it? I was thinking about the Holy Spirit say, the modality, the movements of this is the day that the Lord has made. The word says, I will rejoice. Told y'all another time I learned I choose to rejoice. We get to rejoice. Sometimes we got to rejoice. And depending on what's going on with us, we have to remember. Somebody say, remember to rejoice. Remember to rejoice. Because that's what it's about. We have to remember to rejoice. We'll feel the joy and we'll feel the love and we'll feel God's presence, knowing that He is with us and He will never leave us nor forsake us. First, want to give honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, to each and every one of you. And it is always a joy to be here. And I just have to say thank you and give thanks, because in everything give thanks. Amen. So let's pray this morning. Lord, we thank you for this day that you have made. It's another opportunity for us to rejoice and be glad. And so as we come before you with the word that you have prepared, Lord, empower us to hear what it is that you're telling us for such a time as this. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. And this morning, I'm coming from 1 Thessalonians. We're still in the In Spite Of series. Somebody say, In Spite Of. We're doing the In Spite Of series. And so today, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. Somebody say, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Somebody say, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And today we have to remember who we are. So just repeat after me. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. And today we're going to be talking about four words, part two. We talked about those four words last week, in spite of this, that, in spite of. So we're going to take it a little bit further today, because in spite of what comes, in spite of what goes, sometimes it does get a little tricky to navigate whatever it is that we're going through. But we know that the Lord will make a way somehow. Somebody say, somehow. The Lord will make a way somehow. Oh, somebody say, somehow. Hezekiah Walker say, somehow, 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 the Lord, ooh, thank you, will make a way somehow. Today we have four more words. And these words are so important to our In Spite Of series. I'm just going to start right out. Somebody repeat after me. Oh, Lord, help me. How many of you need the Lord to help you? When we are up in the middle of a difficult wondering how he's going to make a way, we have to pull another song. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Y'all remember that? Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Sang it with me, y'all.
Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. How many of you just need the Lord to help you sometimes? While we're singing, while we're praying, while we're working, while we're parenting, while we're driving, we just need the Lord to help us. And why do we need the Lord to help us? Somebody say, in everything, give thanks. We have to give thanks. Boy, isn't it amazing how we have these edicts from our Father that we are to do? In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. I think we touched on it lightly last week whenever we said it's a difference giving God thanks for everything, because giving thanks for something, you know, the word says in Romans 12:2, whenever we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, we learn to discern what is the good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Somebody repeat after me. Good, perfect, acceptable. So that lets us know something is going to come down the path. It's not, if it's not acceptable to us, do you really think it's acceptable to God? Ask yourself, does God really mean for this to be going on right now? Wheat and tare, they both make the yard look unbelievable, don't they? But we have to learn what is good, what is acceptable, and is perfect. That's why the word says in everything. I give thanks in where I am and in what I'm going through, but for this right here, this is unacceptable. Remember, Jesus told us one day, his name is Prince of Peace. Somebody say Prince of Peace. He is our Prince of Peace, not the Prince of accepting the unacceptable. There's a difference. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, says Philippians. Yes, we can. And let us be able to make peace and call a thing a thing. I give thanks because I finally understand, really, this is unacceptable. Not in every single solitary thing, but you can tell. Somebody, look at somebody, say, you can tell. We can tell whenever we are edging God out and our ego is in place, or we are embracing God only. And God gives us, two words, common sense. Y'all ain't gonna forget that for a long time. So who and what? We give thanks in everything for everybody everywhere. And that's a tricky one, isn't it? But that's what brother said about praising the Lord. And when we have joy, people look at you and ask you this question, repeat after me, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Folk are carrying on. Things really do look, they do not look good at all. That was a real doctor's report. That was a really tricky situation to navigate. And so whenever we're going through, somebody said, repeat after me, I'm so thankful I don't look like what I've been through. That's why people say, what's wrong with you? Whenever you want to kick them, whenever you want to cuss them, whenever you want to do anything but say a blessed prayer. And you don't. You just bless God. Somebody say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. I'm moving a little ahead here. But that's what it means for us to give thanks in everything. Word says in
1 Thessalonians 5:13 through 15 paraphrase, we have to rejoice and pray. Rejoice and pray. Let me go back up and read it real quick. We have to rejoice and pray. We have to pray without ceasing. All right, Mr. Computer, be show us some love. We have to rejoice and we have to pray because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. I used to wonder, how I'm going to be praying all the time? Jesus, shouldn't I be studying or talking? How do we pray without ceasing? And truly, how are we going to give thanks for everything? Well, what some of y'all didn't recognize and y'all wasn't here for, and some of you were, I got here a little earlier this morning. And Brother Lawrence here, and Brandon and I, and Brother Jerry, we went over that song. We did. I didn't do like I can do sometimes and just break out and he have to find me. No, we got here and we went over it together. So whenever you practice, somebody say practice. Practice makes proficient. And when we practice rejoicing and when we practice praying without ceasing, it's like, I don't have to try to remind myself to put one foot in front of the other when I walk. When was the last time you told your heart to beat? When was the last time you actually said it would be a good idea for you to breathe right now? We just do it. And that is what is so wonderful about God. And I believe that opened my eyes. How am I gonna pray without ceasing? It's like it happens. Nobody has to remind any of the married people they marry. You know it. You know it when you get up. You know when you go out. Bless my going out and my coming in. No matter where you are, nobody has to remind you of what your status is. That's pray without ceasing. That's rejoicing always. Oh, I don't want to be in a good mood today, but you just find yourself smiling anyway, don't you? Oh, you just make up your mind and then repeat our new phrase for the month of November. Don't allow your humanity to bully your spirituality. In other words, we have to grab hold and don't let go. Somebody say somehow. And that's how we do it. Somehow we kind of think about it, we may not want to. Sometimes we just right up in there, boy, in spite of this, we are right there praying without ceasing. That's when you're humming a song and guess where we do it? We do it for everybody, everywhere. Does not matter. Dollar General, Dollar Tree. Walmart, all the different places we can be, long lines when you're trying to get something to eat. Traffic on Clemson's day. I always name these obscure things that, you know, you kind of think about, but it's some other things that whenever we just have to, everybody everywhere. We have to remember everybody everywhere. And then when do we do it? Somebody say all day, every day. Same thing. How often do you breathe? All day, every day. Okay? How often do you blink your eyes? Trick question. You have to go to sleep. So when you woke, your eyes are looking and seeing. If some people have to be up all day, every day, but y'all understand what I'm saying. We do it everywhere. But not only that, we have to do it now. Somebody say now. Now after the death of Moses. I always remember that. That's the first Joshua 1:1. I don't know what it is about that. Now after the death of Joseph, the minister of the Lord, God spoke to Joshua, his minister, saying, now. Moses, all the things we've been through, fighting with Pharaoh, coming through the desert, getting ready to go into the promised land. What you going to do now? I like to use broken English, so y'all have to repeat after me. What you gonna do now? What you gonna do now? We gonna rejoice, and we gonna do what he says. Somehow, some way, we're gonna rejoice, and we're gonna rejoice again, always. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Somebody say rejoice. Rejoice. And I love Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I was like, now I learned this one going through my process. Y'all, eventually I am going to stop talking about my mama. But right now, is still fresh, and I'm still learning stuff that I can use and apply. So it was one of those times in my scripture for the day, for that week, was I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I don't know what she did that day. It was something. And it was not bless the Lord worthy. So I said, Jesus, how am I bless the Lord at all times? Now? They say you do. You do bless the Lord at all times. And a praise is continually in your mouth. But is it a praise you want to offer to God? I'm telling you, y'all, they used to hem me in all the time. You blessed in the Lord, but is it a praise? You know, they gave some raggedy offerings, all right? Blind sheep, mangy goats. They gave all kinds of sacrifices below the Lord. What kind of praise is in our mouth? I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise is in my mouth. Oh, but somebody say, do you want to offer it up? In season and out. That's from 1 Thessalonians 5:1. We have to give thanks in everything, in season and out, wherever we go. That's where. We don't have how here, but a song just came to my mind. I know somehow, I know some way we're gonna make it. With Jesus on our side, things will work out fine, right? Y'all know I be messing up the words, but it's going to work out. We're going to make it. And that's what in season and out of season, wherever we go, wherever we are, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. Y'all want to know another way that we can tell when we're rejoicing and we're giving thanks? How many of y'all have had like an ache and a pain, headache, you know, upset stomach? You know when you're hurting, right? You know when you're not feeling up to par. And you know when you're feeling good. That is what in his presence is fullness of joy is like. When you're in the presence of God, you're going to feel rejoicing. Or either you're going to feel a calm, peaceful, like a neutral. We call it the neutral zone, that nice little balance. Having a buzzard experience, can't kill nothing and won't nothing die. You're just right in the middle of the road. You're just holding it. And that's good. That's peace. That's joyful. Because I'd rather be in a place where I'm getting ready to decide how I'm going to feel. I have to decide when and how I'm going to give thanks. So I call that the place of peace. In his presence, you know when you have good sense and when you don't. Joy, working through it. I mean, you up here going, oh, Lord, I need you to help me. That's joy. You're in his presence. Last week they told us, do not snap on one another. So if we have to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, you know how you feel. Somebody say, pay attention to how you feel. It will let you know, close to him or far, far away. Okay? You know when you are in Alaska and you know when you're in Hawaii. Now, depending on how you want to feel, that is how you know you are in God's presence. It doesn't get any simpler than that. My toe hurt, it doesn't. In his presence, it ain't hurt. Unless I take that painful toe in his presence and I can't be in his presence feeling joy and be hurting too. That's why we have to give thanks in everything. And we ask the Lord to help us. I have to go back and reach for Hebrews 12:2 from week before last, our last series we were in. And that's where we talk about the crowd of witnesses. And in Hebrews 12:2, we're told that Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame. Repeat after me, endure the cross, despise the shame. This is another key to how we're able to give thanks. Endure the cross, endure the situation, walk through it, despise the shame. This is one of the things that's so important for us to remember. I have gone through I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some lonely nights. We have gone through a lot of things, but I've learned, I'm just going to keep it right here on Katie Webb for this moment. I know who I've been like. I know what I've been, where I've been, and how I have been in the places that I've been. And I have to remind myself, God does not deal in shame. I'm going to tell y'all a little personal story real quick. I was a freshman in college, went to Mars College in Sumter, and fell in love, started experiencing life, came back with a precious gift called Brandon. And one of the worst things a young lady at 19 going on 20 years old can do is come home with a special gift that's not a degree. And that's what I did. And for the longest time, I endured the cross. And I also endured the shame. Took me a long time to allow God to heal the shame. Somebody say, let the Lord heal the shame. In spite of it, whatever it is, let him take away the shame. Can you imagine Jesus hanging on that cross? That was the ultimate shameful type of death that anyone could die. He endured it, but it did not stop his identity in who he is, was, and always gonna be. So that's what we have to, that's why I can appreciate Isaiah and Paul forgetting what's behind. Oh, just, y'all can't move out, do it. Just say forgetting what's behind. Forget what's behind. We have to forget what's behind. I may as well forget what's behind me when I was a size 8. It ain't happening. Forget what's behind. Forget all of the goofy, odd, weird, crazy things. Forget what's behind. I shouldn't say never. Oh, Holy Spirit, say never, all right then. They be talking to me while I'm talking to y'all. Because why? Every one of us have had a Matthew 10 virgin experience. Come on. We have been wise and we have been foolish. Oh, all of a sudden we have become sold out for the Lord and we just have all the time. Let's be honest. It's not about the shame. It's about recognition And see, in the recognition, we do what we do when we do what we do. And I have to repeat it again. Somebody repeat after me. I've been wise and I've been foolish. And whether I was wise or whether I was foolish, God was always kind. No need for shame. No need for shame. Four words, y'all. Repeat after me. No need for shame. None. Why? Because Thessalonians tells us God did not appoint us to wrath. Wrath can mean being angry at yourself for not making a good decision. He did not appoint us to wrath for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say, obtain salvation. Release the shame. Obtain salvation. Because Jesus died for us. Whether we are awake, acting ignorant, or whether we are asleep, just out of it and have no idea whether we are going or coming. I know this is usually a funeral scripture because people usually say sleep or awake and they're talking about the death experience. But sometimes we can be completely sleep, knocked out, comatose, and unaware of what God is trying to teach us. And we fully have a pulse. So whether we are awake or whether we are asleep, we will live together with him. Do you know why? In spite of it. Somebody say in spite of it. In spite of it, God is with us. In spite of it. In spite of it all, the Lord will make a way somehow. In spite of it all, we do get to rejoice because it's no accident that rejoice is in the Bible over 282 times and over 130 scriptures and in 38 chapters in the Bible or 38 books. So we have to rejoice. I'd rather look cuckoo, confused, and crazy trying to rejoice than be the way I used to be before I learned that I no longer have to have shame. Which one? That's what it comes down to. And that's why in everything we give thanks. We've all been wise and we've all been foolish. It's a special person that don't let their gas run down to E. I just don't like pumping gas. Look like just be on. Just don't like to pump gas. But you got to put some in there to keep going, don't you? Oh, don't you let it run out, Jesus. That's quench not the spirit. That means make good decisions, wise person. Why? Because God said so. It's to our benefit. Y'all going to start walking around talking in four-word sentences, and everybody like, can you say more? Just tag them together with some semicolons. Because we need the Lord to help us. Don't we need him? And if you don't remember anything I said today, remember Jesus endured the cross and he conquered the shame. Somebody say conquer the shame. We don't have to deal with wrath anymore because you can't be wrathful and rejoice. How you gonna be? I'm rejoicefully wrathful today. Well, you could be because you're glad you get to do whatever. See? But you have, that's one of them praises. When you bless the Lord, is that one you want to offer him? So it's no, what I love about the word and what I love about the spirit is actually there's no once and done and there's no this is the only way. There is no the only. If it was the only, why are there so many pine trees? Jesus, God didn't make no one thing and that was it. He made thousands of the same thing. Frogs, people, trees, flowers, insects. And you mean to tell me it ain't but one way to experience God? Come on. Think out. Somebody say, think outside of the box. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but for us to obtain salvation through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Stand to your feet with me this morning. Somebody say, in spite of. In spite of. Start looking at three words you say, four words. In spite of this, in spite of that, in spite of the other. We have a Father who cares for us and loves us and invites us to rejoice, because that's where our strength comes from. Invites us to accept that we are wise and we are foolish. The blood still, somebody say, the blood still works. The blood is not there whenever we are wise. It's there for when we are foolish, so we're able to recognize and get back to the place of wisdom. That's why he's so good to us. That's why he died for us. And that's why we get to live with him. Because in spite of it all, he gives us a reason to rejoice. He tells us to rejoice. And just like Joshua said to the children of Israel, choose. Choose. Nasty attitude or rejoice. Choose. Freedom or shame. Choose. Bondage or blessing. Choose. And whatever we choose to do, remember to give thanks. Let us pray this morning. Lord, we thank you that you give us good reasons to choose. Lord, strengthen us now, especially going through this season when we feel and experience absences and we are working through life. Help us to remember in these things we can give you thanks too. Thank you for empowering us with your example to endure and conquer. We thank you that you forgive us for all of our trespasses and you strengthen us to forgive those who trespass against us. And all we can say is thank you. Thank you for understanding us and awakening us to your truth, helping us to understand Thanksgiving is important. Help us to remember the difference between acceptance and making peace. Strengthen us for the journey to see ourselves through your eyes. And you never see us in shame, guilt, or anything. For this we say thank you. Because we know somehow, we know some way, you're gonna come through. Because that's what you do, because you're God. And for this, we give you all glory, honor, and power. And we say thank you. We say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And amen. Amen. Now receive this benediction. Now may our God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved, blameless, perfect, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, and he who is faithful and is also the one who will. For your name's sake and for your glory, as we go out to be examples of in spite of you, go forth in Jesus' name. Amen.